Good evening, everyone. I'm Emily McLean Doyle, and I want to thank you all for sticking around and listening to our presentation and to all the panelists for inviting me to be here tonight. So I am a vegetable grower and a new vegetable grower as well. We've both been 4 years strong and running, so I'm in solidarity with you, Dr. Cindy. I'm primarily a vegetable grower, a market gardener here in New Orleans, and the director of an organization called Sprout NOLA. Sprout NOLA is kind of organizers of the community farm that's at the Refresh Project. If y'all came and visited it today, these are some photos of our community farm and some of the gardeners there. And so I work really closely with Jeff to implement the garden programming that's on site. He, as we say, there's the larger umbrella, and then there are the tiny organizations like our organization that do the daily work, but it wouldn't have ever happened if it wasn't for all that food financing and all the money and all of that kind of advocating on the larger scale. So the Refresh Community Farm is really a space, it's a platform for folks to be able to learn how to grow their own food and to be able to grow it for themselves. So we started out, we built the garden last fall, and we really implemented programming just in January. So it's a baby program that just got started, but it has several tiers. Number one, we really like to be able to have a space for people to engage at whatever level they want to engage. So whether that's just coming on site and asking a question about growing, or all the way up to growing food right on site for themselves, we want to make sure that there are resources available at any stage to be able to do that. So you can do volunteer for veggies. We have on-site garden hours every day of the week where folks can just come and hang out and grow with us and come and help out. And always whenever, we are so grateful, whenever somebody comes out, they're always welcome to take a share of produce away in exchange for their labor. So they come and help out, learn how to grow in more of an informal setting. We also have more formalized classes that happen often on Saturdays. So if you want to come, you know, we advertise whether it's gardening basics or composting or integrated pest management methods. We have periodic classes that people can come and sit and take, and they're all free. We just launched kids programming this past month in July, and the inauguration of that was a camp that we did, a week-long camp, and this is a really great way to showcase how Refresh partners all collaborate. It was Refresh Camp, it wasn't just the garden camp, so the kids came and spent the entire week from 8 to 3, first starting out in the garden, spending an hour learning about gardening, and then they would come into the Gold Ring Center for Culinary Medicine, which Jeff was speaking about a little bit ago, and they would actually take a nutrition class and learn how to cook their meal and cook it and set the table and clean up and do the dishes. And then we brought in one of our Refresh community partner who is part of the Refresh coalition, who is not an on-site partner but is very integrated in our coalition. And then we would have a fitness class every day with one of our coalition partners, and then Whole Foods Market did a more like a crafting activity, and that was sponsored by the whole Kids Foundation, the entire week-long camp. So that's a really great display of how the Refresh Project is not just a co-located tenant partner relationship. It's really an integrated, we're all really like extended co-workers, and we integrate programming together pretty intensively. So that kicked off our kids programming. We've got now bi-monthly kids club on Saturday mornings where we teach kids how to, you know, grow their own food, how to taste their own food, what all about, you know, what's growing now, what's seasonal, and what's delicious. We really target the kids and families who live directly in our neighborhood now, mostly by face-to-face interaction. What I love is that my office is outside, so I get to see all of the neighbors every day. And so we have a lot of face-to-face interaction and have brought a lot of folks on board that way, and also by a lot of flyering and reaching out deep into our community partners' networks to get the word out about what's going on. So lastly, We have the opportunity for folks to be able to actually grow on site. So we have 13 community plots that are available right now, with more to be expanded as folks are interested in taking them over. And we have here, there's a picture right in the middle of, we have monthly potlucks with our community gardeners. That's a picture of the middle of one of our potlucks. And then a couple more pictures of our community gardeners up in the right-hand side. That's Miss Gwendolyn. She's tending to her cucumbers. And then Max, Hassan, and Amy, that's a family who lives two blocks down, and they tend their own garden plot. And Miss Lexa, she's kind of in the middle upper picture. She's another one. She was our original community gardener. So we actually reach 28 folks, 13 plots, 28 folks of, you know, grandparents, kids, parents, families, who are actually growing their own food on right there on site in the community garden setting. So it's been a really tremendous response in a very short amount of time, and we're really excited to keep integrating together more ways that the rest of the partners can utilize the site and how we can more deeply coordinate programming on site. I think that's it. I don't want to stand in any more in the way of our interactive fun session. So thanks for having me.